Cut the crap. How many times a day do you want to say that to politicians? The elite, the loony liberals, the fake news media, and the gender-confused emotional socialist snowflake crowd. Cut the crap is your secret weapon for fighting for our freedoms and our great republic. It all begins with a massive mental enema, freeing you from the toxic news and politically correct views, which constipate your consciousness with stinking thinking. Your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer, he's known for calling out politicians and telling them to cut the crap. You've seen him on virtually every television network and listened to him on Coast to Coast Radio. And now he's here to help you learn to fight for America. Culture, race, and American politics, they all have one thing in common. They all need to cut the crap. Now, here's your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer.
Hey, folks, welcome to Cut the Crap. What's crap? Well, culture, race, and American politics. That's what we're trying to tell them to cut the crap. Today's program, I'm going to talk about an entrepreneur. You might not know all of the background. Being an inventor myself, I have great appreciation for somebody that can come up with an idea, get it done, turn it into something incredibly successful, and leave the world a better place for it. I admire that. This particular inventor, we'll call her Joanne. Joanne had an idea that she contributed to the world, and currently this idea has generated over $25 billion in value, sales, merchandise, etc., to the global economy. It is a $25 billion empire. Even better than the fact that this entrepreneur came up with this idea is the fact that she came up with the idea and fought through to get it done, even though she was a single mother. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because this is somebody you know, you've heard of, you probably love her invention. However, in today's woke culture, that's the crap of the woke culture. In today's woke culture, this woman, you know her as J.K. Rowling, the author of the famous Harry Potter series. Well, right now there is a reunion going on. And this reunion is being done in the form of a special engagement on HBO. Not that I watch HBO, but I do think this story is worth telling. They're having a Harry Potter reunion special, and it is to celebrate the Harry Potter 20th anniversary, which is basically Return to Hogwarts. It debuts January 1st, 2022. And if you're like me and most people around Thanksgiving holiday, and through Christmas holiday, most people go back and watch a lot of the Harry Potter series. Because it's fun. I actually like Harry Potter. I discovered Harry Potter as an adult. I'd never heard about it as a kid. So I discovered it. Let's say I discovered Harry Potter when I was, in my 40s, right? Only because of the movie. And I actually think it's a pretty magical series. It's very interesting to watch. And it's just a great way to kind of sit back, enjoy, and watch some interesting movies with some interesting characters. Now, what I find interesting is here's this woman that created this $25 billion juggernaut. Tens of thousands of jobs. Tens of thousands of jobs. One of the most profitable movie series in history for the studios. One of the most profitable books ever published, right? Ever published. And woke culture has become so bad about this because J.K. Rowling made a comment that the transgender community took offense to. There's that crap about my fee wings, and my fee wings were hurt. And what she said was really not anything offensive at all. I'm going to read it to you. But she has specifically not been included in this 20th anniversary. Here is the person that launched all of those careers for those young people, created a phenomenal franchise, and because of one tweet, you decide if you find it offensive to the transgender community. The woke culture, the crap called woke culture, has decided to cancel her. And so here she is, the very person that from her brain came this incredible $25 billion juggernaut. They have specifically not included her. That's right. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, she's 56, by the way, will not make any appearances for any of the new content in the special. She's not even listed in the teaser for this highly anticipated reunion. Think about it. This is a big thing. Created a lot of big stars came out of that series that were kids. See, in June 2020, she and here's the key, appeared to support anti-transgender sentiments. This is how the media blows stuff out of proportion. I always tell you that the media is what's culpable for this. Who would even listen to an idiot when you hear what was said to say this is anti-transgender? But it's the media that flames this up, and the media doesn't even realize they've written millions and millions of words about her and these characters. It does great for them. But like they always say, they love their heroes, but they also love to hear or see their heroes fail, and they love to tear them down. So what she did in 2020 is she appeared to support anti-transgender sentiments in a series of tweets. She's even denied that this has nothing to do with being transphobic, which is a bullshit word. But let's go back to what did J.K. Rowling say exactly? On June 6, 2020, J.K. Rowling retweeted an op-ed piece. That's where somebody else wrote something. And so what she did is she retweeted that article, just a retweet. And it was an article that was talking about what implications does COVID-19 have on global menstrual health and hygiene agenda. And this was a health experts discussion. Topic, creating, or what does the implications of COVID have to do on global menstrual health hygiene? Now, what she highlighted in this article is, here's what, I'm going to give you the second half first. She wrote there was an opinion, because this was an opinion article, exactly what it was. Not her words. And the opinion article said, this is what the topic was, creating a more equal post-COVID-19 world for people who menstruate. Now, that's the opinion piece. Creating a more equal post-COVID-19 world for people who menstruate. Her headline above it, she put in quotes, people who menstruate, like asking a question. I'm sure there used to be a word for those people. Somebody help me out. Wombin, W-M-B-E-N, Wimpound, W-I-M-P-U-N-D, Womund, W-O-O-M-U-N-D. She was basically saying, why did you say for people who menstruate? It's women who menstruate. The point she was making in this healthcare article, okay? This was a global healthcare experts panel about implications does COVID-19 have on global menstrual health and hygiene. And these scientific experts, in their article, never once used the word woman or women in their article. Not once. So this is supposed to be a scientific journal. And as she reads this, and you see caregivers in Africa going through villages talking about it, she literally pointed out, how do you write this article and do not use the word woman? She was making fun of the word woman. Women menstruate. That is an absolute biological, scientific, irrefutable fact. Period. And it can be verified by a DNA test, because when you take the DNA test, the DNA says this is a woman, period, flat out. See, this was about the time that they, the woke culture and the leftist culture was running ads of guys can have periods too. Now, I don't know about you, I'm a guy, but my nose doesn't bleed every 28 days. But in this very disturbing trend, they ran full-page ads and billboards of people that felt they were guys, dressed like guys, cut their hair like guys, with big blood stains on their white pants, saying guys can have periods too. Now, we understand why this is upside down. Here in the United States of America, our head of medical and science is a guy that feels like he's a woman. But yet, that's the whole side of the equation that tells us, oh, you're a science denier. Now, that tweet by Rowling, stressing women over something as simple as that, all kinds of backlash and hate got all over her. Now, I want you to understand, the way this racket works in woke culture is they watch everybody, and they will specifically watch people of influence. And if they can literally bend a word, what they do is they call it out, they get their network to amplify it, and then they start telling the media, see, even this privileged person is racist. Now, you have to understand, why do they do that? Why is there such a big bullcrappy hockey junk out of something so stupid? It's because this is how they raise their money. See, what they do is they lurk in the darkness and they wait for somebody to say something that they can bend, something really hateful like all lives matter or only women can have menstrual cycles. And when they do that for people of note, they jump on it, they amplify it, and they use that to go to funding organizations or government organizations and see, I told you hate was real. See, these are haters. See how many people follow this J.K. Rowling? She's there only to destroy and deny transgender. It's going to hurt us all. And my fee wings can't take this. And if that writer of fiction books keeps on talking about transgender people this way, I'm going to be offended and it's going to hurt. And they raise their money off of it. This is why major university campuses in California, they actually have menstruating products. You know, the little dispensers on the wall? In the boys' bathroom. The men's bathroom. But J.K. Rowling, who said, it isn't hate to speak the truth, and clearly said she respects every trans person's right to live in any way that feels authentic and comfortable to them. But yet, She's portrayed in a way that makes her a hater, makes her a racist. Here is the woman that built this franchise. In a few moments, I'm going to even tell you what the stars of the film, the very stars she made, that have her to thank for the career because she handpicked the cast. The disgusting stuff they say about her, the very woman that gave them their livelihood, a woman they should be championing. But because she was saying, why didn't they use the word woman? And this is supposed to be a scientific article. She gets canceled and targeted. So I'm going to expose their hypocrisy, show you how they make money off of it, and I'm going to tell you her incredible story right after this.
See, I told you learning how to tell the world to cut the crap would make you feel great. There's more to come. Jovan will be right back.
Get the hard-hitting truth. The left doesn't want you to hear the real truth Jovan Hutton Pulitzer has to tell you. You want common sense and facts, and that is what Jovan Hutton Pulitzer can provide. He is your warrior helping you fight the left. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear. At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
The morning after the 3 November 2020 presidential election, Americans woke up to the stark reality that our great nation was under a new type of attack. This attack didn't come with mortars or bullets, but was an assault on our sacred election process. Since then, Americans everywhere have had to ask themselves if they really believe that our election was true and fair. We are in a time of large-scale government corruption, and many have lost faith in our institutions. That's why we formed the America Project for you and for the nation. The America Project was formed by a group of fellow patriots who are building the most pro-freedom and pro-American network ever known. The America Project will connect you with organizations, churches, small businesses, and individuals to help you win for America. The America Project is about actions and results. Join our team today. God bless you and God bless America.
You know, it's kind of hard of us to think about a grand cabal, right? It's like something out of a James Bond movie, right? Some evil guy waiting for his $1 billion, right? Well, suspend belief for a moment. And do you believe that sometimes people cheat? Think about it. If you played cards or any games with your brothers and sisters, people cheat. It's just the way it is. So now let's peel that onion back and let's look at the voting system. For the first time in history, we have the most people ever that came out to vote. Or the most people, dead people, that voted. Whatever it is. But the most people ever came out to vote. Then you have the most ever spent in any election year. $14 billion was spent in 2020. And then you have the first time in history by many, many multiples, tons of ballots mailed out, dumped in the marketplace. Is it a lot easier for maybe hundreds or tens or even thousands of people to do a bunch of little things that end up changing the big result? So sometimes don't think about it as this big grand cabal doing things. There's enough small people that do some of these bad things that can change the vote. I'm Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. I'm an inventor.
Get the hard-hitting truth. The left doesn't want you to hear the real truth Jovan Hutton Pulitzer has to tell you. You want common sense and facts, and that is what Jovan Hutton Pulitzer can provide. He is your warrior helping you fight the left. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear. At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. Just go to JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
We're back. Now let's continue to fight back and take back our country by learning how to tell the politically correct to cut the crap. Here's Jovan.
So the crap we're cutting today is the woke culture. I think if you go woke, you go broke, and that's exactly what Coke learned when they pulled their last woke stunt. But what I'm talking about is how the left will turn on people that themselves may be left-leaning if they can't get them to say what they want. Now, that's unique to the left. The left has gone so far that says, if you do not believe the way I do, if you do not say what I say, repeat what I repeat, if you do not acknowledge value in what I see value, then you are no good and you are a racist pig. That's how they have weaponized the word racism, which is overused and absolutely sickening. We're talking about woke culture and the battle with J.K. Rowling, who is the author and creator of the entire Harry Potter series, which she wrote when she was a single mother on welfare. That's the story. How can a single mom on welfare not give up her dream, had been turned down many times for this book, create a $25 billion juggernaut that launched incredible careers? Now, she's worth about $1 billion, by the way. That was kind of her take out of it. But here's the story so you understand. By the way, the books have, I think, maybe 500-600 million copies have been sold. Now, she's from Yate, England. And the way you get J.K. Rowling out of Joanne Rowling, right, is she put her grandmother's initial in there, because Rowling doesn't have a middle name. And that's how you get J.K. Rowling. She actually graduated at the University of Exeter, and she moved in 1990 to teach English in Portugal. Now, when she was there, she met a journalist, a Portuguese journalist, and she married them, had a daughter, Jessica. Jessica was born in 1993. Now, her marriage ended in divorce, and then she moved to Edinburgh to live near her younger sister, Di. Or not her sister died, her younger sister died, like Diana. Now, while she was struggling to support her daughter and herself on welfare, Rowling worked on her first book in the Harry Potter series. And it was an idea that occurred to her while she was traveling on a train from Manchester to London in 1990. So in that moment, she kind of had an epiphany. And Harry Potter was born. And so, literally, her first book, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stones, she sold that first book. And $25 billion franchise. She sold that first book. What she got for it was $4,000. She sold it. She didn't get royalty. She sold that first book for $4,000. Right? And literally, that is what set her onto writing the 7-book series that chronicled the life of young wizard Harry Potter and his motley band of cohorts at the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Now, she reached out and plucked these children and said, "That's what I see in my mind," right? Of these characters. Now, to tell you how bad the media got it, the New York Times called the novel disappointing and dull. That shows you the media doesn't know anything, but that also shows you the media hops on when something's good and people like it because they don't want to be left out. That is the joke of the left and the cancel culture. They don't even embrace the fact that she actually had written in the past a self-improvement guide for personal anecdotes and advice on how to embrace the future with your imagination and succeed. And in fact, the profits from that book went to her children's nonprofit. That's called Very Good Lives, The Fringe Benefits of Failure, and The Importance of Imagination. It was from a Harvard speech. She is everything that you would want and somebody to hold up to society, because her books have inspired people. And she came from nothing. She came from nothing to create this. However, because of some tweets, and she may have a ton of followers. I don't know. I don't follow her. In fact, I haven't even looked it up. The left decided that because she said women menstruate, that that was hate. That's the same thing that Antifa and Black Lives Matter does when you say all lives matter, but they claim that is hate because all lives don't matter, only Black lives matter. She was actually not able to successfully walk this back and get their forgiveness. And the really thing that happened here is she says, look, if sex is not real, this is a very logical thinking. See if you agree with it. She said, if sex isn't real, aren't we possibly living in a reality where globally women will be erased? Now, that's a very smart and astute comment. If sex is not real, then aren't we living in a reality where globally women will be erased? That's the truth. If sex is not real, if there's no such thing as man and woman, one of the side things of that, if we talk about just women's causes, women get erased. And that's where she said, look, she says, I know and I love trans people, but erasing the concept of sex removes the ability of many to meaningfully discuss their lives. It isn't hate to speak truth. Here is a woman author, female author, that all part of her creating this was being a female, and she wrote it successfully. But if you erase sex, women disappear. I'm upset because the star she made didn't support her. More on that coming up right after this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight. Jovan will be right back.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the hundredth time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com today.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
No, you didn't vote. You thought you voted. All you did was mark a piece of paper with what you wanted to vote. But your vote didn't count then.
If you don't know this information, how can you change what's going on?
Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear.
You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist.
Just go to JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
If you were asked by someone to explain, how did the computers rig votes? How did the numbers change? Most people would never be able to, much less explain it, or even understand it. Your eyes just glaze over.
If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
I guarantee you, you will absolutely be the smartest patriot in the room. There were 242 operatives just in Georgia alone. And what they did is they loaded every one of these drop boxes. Here's where they got the ballot. You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist. Now you have the facts and the information to educate them and to open their eyes to what's really happening.
Did you know that Jovan is the only private citizen which has a full webpage dedicated to him on the Secretary of Georgia's government website? Why? Because politicians are deathly afraid of Jovan, his reach, his fans, and his calling them out publicly and telling them to cut the crap. They know Jovan empowers the people, and corrupt politicians do not want the people knowing the truth. Now, let's get back to it.
Just like you heard in that opening, coming back to the show, is the political class do not want the people being empowered, but they are certainly willing to hijack the power of the people if it's their cause. This is one topic I'm talking about. I'm talking about author J.K. Rowling and the fact that HBO is doing a 20-year anniversary. Yes, folks, 20 years have gone by since the Harry Potter series and all of us got introduced to it. But what's going on here is because she made a comment in a tweet saying, wait a minute, this is a health article about menstruation and global impact, but it never mentioned women. She was calling out something very specific, and she's calling out, look, if we erase sex, then even women disappear, and women have great things to offer. And she went on in the series of tweets to say, look, I'm not speaking hate, but people have to be able to meaningfully discuss their lives. Now, this is a woman that was on welfare with a child that wrote this series and of her own volition created a life and a juggernaut empire. Now, she went on to say, the idea that women like me, who've been empathetic to trans people for decades, feeling kinship because they're vulnerable in the same way as women to male violence, hate trans people, think sex is real and have lived consequences. And this is live consequences, and this is nonsense. She went on to say, I respect every trans person's right to live any way that feels authentic and comfortable to them. I'd march with you if you were discriminated against on the basis of being trans. But at the very same time, my life has been shaped by being female. And I do not believe it is hateful to speak the truth. Now, it's what infuriates me is somebody who should be held up for exactly, in a great way, for exactly what they did, pulled themselves out of a bad marriage, out of welfare, not stayed on welfare, out of welfare, and created a juggernaut. And because she wrote multiple statements on it, and people said she appeared to support anti-transgender statements, and she tried to clarify herself, they said she doubled down on it. The stars, the three kid stars, Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and Rupert Grint, each one of them spoke out against Rowling's much criticized remarks regarding the transgender community. Even Pete Davidson, who's the, I guess, the comedy guy on Saturday Night Live, he basically says it was disappointing and transphobic comment. It really hurts. Like, who in the hell is that guy to comment on it? It's like, it's stupid. People pick up, jump on. And see, that's the thing. What happens here is the way this racket works, they target somebody. If it gets traction, then they're able to say it is real or it wouldn't get traction, and they raise money off of it to support their BS organizations based on racism, period, and hate. And they raise all this money, massive money, just like Black Lives Matter raised over $1 billion on the George Floyd incident. They're not protesting a George Floyd incident. They're celebrating it because it helps them make money. And that's what this is. And then you have the very worst aspect of social media, and it's called virtue signaling. See, it's a very cheap thrill to hop on the social media when people pile on and they go, oh, J.K. Rowling is bad. That's horrible. I'd never do that. That's called virtue signaling. It is the cheapest, most crappiest form of self-acknowledgement to hold yourself out there to people to make yourself look like you have some virtue. It's the most shallowest way to literally try to portray yourself as, oh, I would never do that. That's the junk. Radcliffe, Daniel Radcliffe, who literally, this made his career, he wrote an essay for something called the Trevor Project. I don't know what that is. That transgender women are women. He went on to write, any statement to the contrary erases the identity and dignity of transgender people and goes against all advice given by health professional care associates who have far more expertise on this subject matter than Joe or I. We live in the United States of America, and our general over health is a man who thinks he's a woman. The same people that preach to us to embrace the science. It's weird. And this is how they force this on our young people, because our young people, really, all kids just want to be accepted. So few parents teach their children to have their own identity, to be strong in who they are, to be firm in their egos and IDs and self-worth, that they stand on their own, that they're not measured by other people. But we continue buying clothes and shoes and everything else for our kids so they fit in with the kids around them. But at the same time, it's become a money crop of raising. If you can convince kids, oh, that's what's wrong with you. You know, they could have total crap parents and be miserable and be a good kid. And this kid have mental issues because their parents are crapola. And all of a sudden, this kid's just looking for something to garner to have an identity. And they say, look, dye your hair pink and say you're transgender or binary. And that's it. And all of a sudden, they get all this attention and it becomes their identity. And it becomes their identity. I watched that one girl that they did. I don't even remember her name, and I'm trying to be polite because it's actually a little boy that believes is a girl. And they did this whole series. And he has a reality show. I don't even remember what the name is. I don't care to remember the name. But if you watch that boy whose parents also decided he was transgender, raised him as a little girl, and now there's a reality show, she has ballooned hundreds of pounds. I mean, like a balloon. If you poke her, she'll pop. I can tell you this from understanding how sexual abuse works, that people that are sexually abused tend to hide their feelings in the huge, massive weight. I've seen it. I know it happens. I've seen it in my own family. I know what it looks like. And this kid who has now been put on a stage because he's getting excited or getting pressed that he's a girl, really, they can't even see this kid is struggling with it, shouldn't be out on the stage doing this because she or he is struggling with it. And she's even said, I don't know what my sexuality is, but now she has an idea as I'm a girl, even though she was a boy. This is how media tears apart our culture. This thing that Daniel Radcliffe wrote, that transgender women are women, according to the Trevor Project, 78% of transgender or non-binary youth reported the subject of discrimination due to their gender identity. Non-binary, in many ways, is just not interested in sex. Okay, how is that an identity and how does that make you different? Some people are, some people aren't. That's just the way it is. But they promote this thing that, hey, they need more support for transgender, non-binary people than regular people because you're not allowed to invalidate their identities. And it could cause father harm if you do. No, you know what harmful is? Harmful is if that's what they want to identify with, that is their choice. If that's what they want. Harmful is taking that one person in a classroom of 35 kids and demanding that the teacher and the other 34 kids refer to that particular child with their preferred pronouns, which has now become like a really cool thing if you have your own pronoun. That is abuse. They are abusing 34 other students in the name of the one. This is how this woke culture in many ways is upside down and ridiculously destructive. Now what's going on is that these actors are so entrenched, like Daniel Radcliffe and Emma Watson and Rupert Grint, they're afraid, and this is true, they won't get any other acting jobs if they don't go along with this. And so that's what they have to do, is to bow down. That's what Rowling said, to bow down to a movement that I believe is doing demonstrable harm and seeking to erode a woman as a political and biological class and offering cover to predators like before. She acknowledges, just like we've seen with this thing in Loudoun County, predators do that to get in. But they canceled her. The only one that actually, think about this, I think this is ironic. You know, Lord Voldemort, the really bad guy in the Harry Potter one, the true, true evil guy, Ralph Fiennes was the only one that said, look, this level of hatred aimed at Rowling for this is uncalled for. He says, I can't understand the vitriol directed at her. I can understand the heat of an argument, but I find this age of accusation and the need to condemn irrational. I find the level of hatred that people express about views that differ from theirs and the violence of language towards others is disturbing. You know, she already capitulated early on in this process to tell us that Dumbledore was secretly gay, right? This was what she had to do to appease the powers at be. This is why you must understand. This is something decidedly created to divide American culture. As long as there have been humans on Earth, There have been human beings, male or female, that felt like they were better suited for the other gender. And it was just the way it was. Period. Just the way it was. Nobody made a big deal out of it. You cared for the person how they were. They were part of your life. That's the way it is. However, when that one aspect of these people's lives became, no, that's your identity and you have to be an activist, it's when it started getting flaunted out there. It's when it got started being part of everything and saying, you must accept me, instead of just going about your life and don't worry about it. That's them. You're you. They're them. It's when it becomes the identity that this stuff blew up and now they want to enforce it upon us. See, I don't believe people's sexual preference is their identity. It's part of their life, just like anything else. When we come back, I'm going to give you my closing comments on this mess.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight, Jovan will be right back.
Those in the know like to stay in the realm of innovation. Join them. It's easy to keep up with the latest trends and own the latest tech with BMW Select, as it offers you the option to drive a brand new BMW every 3 years. You also get to tailor your deal to suit your pocket and your lifestyle. Visit select.bmw.co.za for more. BMW Select, dynamic finance for ultimate control. BMW Financial Services is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the 100th time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com today.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
No, you didn't vote. You thought you voted. All you did was mark a piece of paper with what you wanted to vote, But your vote didn't count then.
If you don't know this information, how can you change what's going on?
Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear.
You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist.
Just go to JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
If you were asked by someone to explain, how did the computers rig votes? How did the numbers change? Most people would never be able to, much less explain it or even understand it. Your eyes just glaze over.
If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
I guarantee you, you will absolutely be the smartest patriot in the room.
Can you feel it? You're getting more powerful by the minute. Just think of the impact your voice will have simply because you know how to tell the culture, race, and American political prostitutes they all need to cut the crap. Let's get back to Jovan and his final words for this week's program.
We're talking about crap, culture, race, and American politics. And just like that says at the beginning of the program, I believe most politicians and politics is political prostitution. They try to find a cause, get on the bandwagon and raise money and try to inflame it. And it's all about money. It's all about raising money. Sometimes, you know, our values go away. I do historical pieces at time to let you know how far we have fallen and from the things we value. And at one time, not too long ago, we used to value women and we used to value single mothers and we used to value single mothers on welfare that pulled themselves up by their bootstraps and got their butts out of welfare. That was something as society we valued. And what's going on with this transgenderism, the 63 different sexes we now have that will be splintered more, this need to create, you know, fictitious pronouns for yourself and sex disappearing is an all-out attack on the United States of America and our children to confuse them and to break our society apart and literally fraction people further. You know, they broke us up by calling us Mexican-Americans and African-Americans, which is crapola. I'm literally a German-American. I do not call myself a German-American. I am an American. And so they divided us as far as they could get with those hyphens, and now they need to hyphen us more when it comes to sex. And drop us all out into little communities. And who is the one that's going to come rescue you? The left. That's how they divide off people. It's divide and conquer. And in the process of this dividing and conquering, we lose sight of what we really should value in society. J.K. Rowling, because she obviously has conservative views and speaks the fact, now the left wants to cancel her. This woman was unemployed. She would bop around to different Edinburgh cafes, and she decided to sit down and write a book that she had on her in her head. She did it. She pounded it out on a typewriter. Most every time as she's pounding out this series on a typewriter that you learned earlier, she sold for like $4,000, she brought along her little baby Jessica, who slept in a little, you know, basket next to her. During that time, she lived off government welfare. Period. She was one step away from welfare when she pulled it out. She lived on welfare for a couple of years. She is a person who has always called out the government if they shirk on programs, especially for single mothers. She is a single mother, period. She became the president of what's called the Gingerbread, a 100-year-old organization that supports single parents and their children. She basically says her most important time in her life was that being a single parent. She tells single parents that are feeling the weight or being stereotyped because they are a single parent or stigmatized because they're a single parent, that she is prouder of being a single parent than anything else in her life. Let's call it what it is. Here is a woman that the left, because they champion women and single mothers, the left held her up. She put out a great product and she shot to fame. She changed the culture of this world forever with her book Characters. Period. Highest grossing, tons of, you know, $25 billion has made it a major difference, right? But all of a sudden, along the way, when they couldn't pull it back because they needed her books to keep on coming out so they could keep on pumping out movies, along the way, the system finds out she actually has conservative views, and that's one thing that breaks their camel's back is they can't have conservatives out there talking and people following conservatives. And so what they allow and amplify is, oh, you promoted hate to transgender. Then what they hold over all of these young stars is you get with the program, you say what we say, you parrot what we say, you believe what we believe, or you're never going to get a movie again. And that's how the industry works. And that is how the movie industry, the publishing industry, the newspaper industry, the media colludes with government and colludes with the elite. It is all agenda-driven. It has now gotten so bad that you could have the next multi-billion dollar idea, and if you're not already able to get it out yourself, they will never let it see the light of day, or they'll actually just steal it from you so it can be fed to the left and become something that feeds the left. The bottom line is you have to understand woke culture is fake. It is only designed to bitch and moan about stuff that doesn't exist so it can make people feel guilty, so people will cough up money so they can go to corporations and extort corporations who care about their public image and think, oh, we don't want people picketing us, who give them more money. And then as they get more money, they start writing filth that's truly porn that they get into the schools. And that's how they start grooming and recruiting and creating this culture as a norm. That is the cycle. Call it for what it is. It's a racket to get money to convert our children and make them mentally unstable. It's okay if they want to identify something else, but it is not their ID. It's just a part of them. And this is why we've got to reach out and tell them all to absolutely cut the crap.
Most people are afraid to stand up and speak out, but not you. You've been learning how to tell the system to cut the crap. What can I do to help save the America I love? And the answer is, learn how to fight back and tell the system to cut the crap. Cut the Crap's not just a radio program, it's a movement. The right kind of movement, which breaks free the conservative constipation and reminds you that you are the majority. And we're just not going to take it anymore. Make sure you're following Joe Von Hutt and Pulitzer on all social media. See you next week. And between now and then, take a stand and tell them all to cut the crap.
Hey there. Think of all those people who mocked you for being a conspiracy theorist. Are you ready to become the smartest patriot in the room? Well, now's your chance to join me on Local. It's exclusive. It's a free trial membership where you can use to determine if my work, my insight, my content, and what I do to educate you to fight this fight for our country is worth it. And this is a whopping $4.16 decision, since that's what the membership is with an annual subscription. Now, you have to decide if $4.16 a month is worth becoming the smartest patriot in the room. So are you willing to spend $4.16 to gain the knowledge and insight it takes to make sure your country and our way of life survives? Is $4.16 even worth being able to prove to your family, friends, and coworkers that you're not some whacked conspiracy theorist? Is $4.16 worth spending on your education to fight this fight, but to also know you can do it where you can share the truth
and talk about the truth, so help us God, and not get banned. If you are ready to become a fact-slinging, ass-kicking warrior of truth who fights for the survival of this country, then I invite you to take me up on this offer and determine if our country, our future, and my information is worth $4.16. Now, of course, you could use that money to buy one, well, say, iced coffee from your local Starbucks, or you could even feed yourself a box of frozen pretzels. Or that same $4.16 could be used to buy a small frozen Sara Lee pound cake. Now, of course, you could use that same $4.16 to feed your brain and to pound some sense into the leftists who are leaving our country in a mess. The choice is yours. I hope you join me. Click on the link below to take advantage of this exclusive, limited-time offer, but you better hurry because it won't last long.